Hi, I'm Bailey Richens. I am interested in exploring the traces of human presence and light in empty spaces. Through representational paintings of bathrooms, I examine how an unoccupied space is activated by human energy and light. In order to accurately portray the passage of time and the viewer's moment of perception, I carefully study the shadows on the varied surfaces and mix colors that evoke the feelings and the temperature that I associate with that natural light. In my initial search for subject matter, I was reminded of my grandmother's beautiful bathroom. I visited the space mere days before she moved into her new home, only to return to a vacant bathroom save for fixtures and the curiously old-fashioned bathtub. Despite the lack of artifacts and personal items, square marks on the sun-faded wall hinted at picture frames now gone and the memories those evoked. After contemplating what was missing from and what remained of the space, I became aware of a bathroom's significance as one of the most personally revealing rooms in a home. I chose to delicately paint the most humble and ordinary of objects to emphasize how every item contributes to the space and deserves the same attention. To highlight the emptiness of my grandmother's bathroom, I worked on a large scale to accentuate the vacancy and the open quality of the room. To further emphasize the contrast of warm and cool light, I painted the quiet spaces in a range of muted tones with a gentle and smooth brushstroke. While I am typically drawn to vibrant colors, I have found that my fascination lies in identifying the colors reflected on plain and neutral objects. By examining the temperature of natural light that defines the interior space, I reveal the unique character of the space. Focusing on the details in a bathroom and the absence of people in a space shows the intimacy of being in a room. In preparation for future paintings, I visited numerous bathrooms, each with a distinct ambiance. Not only did the composition and decor of each room solicit a particular mood, they also gave a small window into the owner's lives. When sorting through my photographs, I was unexpectedly drawn to images that captured sunlight rather than the bathrooms that I thought I was studying. This realization inspired my choice of subject matter for the ensuing paintings, as well as my exploration of the effects of natural light on different colors. With the hope of accurately representing the temperature of light, I challenged myself to ignore what colors I instinctively associate with an object and instead mix paint to reflect what my eyes actually perceive. As a result, trial and error has played a large role in my painting process and strengthened my knowledge of color theory. The memories of discovering how to mix a certain pigment and my emotions in that instant have provided me with a new level of appreciation for my work and work of other artists.